Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Christina Lake Cannabis is using proprietary outdoor genetics to grow and harvest cannabis in Western Canada. And with a 99-acre expansion, production should increase from nearly 72,000 pounds to a harvest capacity of over 194,000 pounds of high-quality, refined cannabis to extract exceptional THC and CBD oils. This cannabis highlight has been brought to you by Christina Lake Cannabis, U.S. trading symbol CLCFF and Canada CLC. ChristinaLakeCannabis.com.
The proceeding may contain forward-looking statements which may not be realized.
I'm John Batchelor, and I welcome Alicia Maldonado of the New York Post, an editorial writer, also at the Independent Women's Forum, to help me understand events in these last hours, remembering Tiananmen Square in the late 20th century on June 4th. June 4th is the day, and once upon a time that was celebrated in Hong Kong, a now besieged city, celebrated by marching, often at Victoria Park, a large green space in the middle of a beautiful and perfect city, until the march this year did not happen. There are reports that the park was shut, sealed, barrier sealed, but there were people appearing at the edge of the park. There are reported arrests. Most importantly, the major arrest that we've watched these last weeks and months is the arrest of a publisher, Jimmy Lai, of Apple Daily. And Alicia is writing of Jimmy Lai and Apple Daily for events that started, according to the allegation of the authorities, that would be the mainland, Beijing, the Communist Party, happened on October 1st, 2019. Alicia, a very good evening to you. Thank you very much. What happened on October 1st, 2019, that Jimmy Lai is now incarcerated? Good evening.
Good evening. Thank you so much for having me. So Jimmy has been, you know, arrested and detained for a number of charges. October 1st of 2019 was one, and it was simply walking down the street with a bunch of pro-democracy protesters. That's it.
That was it. He's in jail for that and other instances of participating. My memory of those events is that you could hardly be alone in the streets of Hong Kong. There were hundreds of thousands. They reported a million people. Is that correct?
Yeah, that is correct. Yeah. I mean, over that summer, you know, people were fighting so hard for, you know, basic human rights and for simple freedoms. And so it drew a lot of people out. And I mean, you could just try to be going to the grocery, you know, and it was so packed everywhere you went that you could probably be, you know, arrested for just, you know, showing up. But, you know, of course, Jimmy is different because he deliberately showed up. He didn't, you know, he wasn't saying anything. He just walked down the street with, you know, it wasn't just Jimmy. There are nine others who were just convicted for walking down the street on October 1st. And this is his second sentence for unauthorized protests or rallies is what they call it. He was given a previous 14-month sentence for one that had taken place in August. And he has two more cases coming up. So right now he has 20 months combined hard time. But they're going to throw the book at him, and he's got two more. I believe it's two more court cases coming up.
What is striking is not only that Jimmy Lai is being persecuted. He's a man of 73, of great wealth and success. Not only that he's being persecuted, singled out and persecuted in order to intimidate those who speak of democracy, but also asset confiscation. Please explain what you know so far, Alicia.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, what Beijing has been doing is, I mean, you know, as I write, they are making an example out of Jimmy. He is well known. He is outspoken. He's a billionaire. He runs the biggest pro-democracy, anti-Chinese Communist Party newspaper in Asia. So they want him gone. They're making an example out of him. And you can see that by the way that they arrested him, like this peaceful, God-fearing man, you know, with shackles around his waist and his ankles and his hands as if he's going to run. He's staying there for a reason. So, but they're trying to make it even harder, and make a bigger example of him by freezing a lot of his assets so that he, can't send it offshore. He can't, you know, his Next Digital, which is a publisher for Apple Daily, you know, they're set for 16 months, but what happens after that, we don't know, because they're really trying, of course, they went after the Epoch Times. You and I talked about that. You know, they really are trying to crush dissent. And so by freezing, you know, they freezed his shares in Apple Daily, Next Digital, and then three other bank accounts. So they're kind of just locking him in on all these others, on all sides, you know.
However, the unintended or perhaps intended consequences of this is that the law is being openly ignored by the authorities to confiscate assets without proper warrant. And also, what is to say that won't happen to anybody of dissent, including people from overseas? That's the way I read your warning here.
That's exactly right. I mean, it's setting the precedent. Do not defy us. We will come at you. And it doesn't matter. I mean, like, Jimmy's also a British citizen too, you know? So they're saying, you know, fear us. We don't care who you are. I mean, that is clear by Jimmy, a billionaire who could be anywhere and go anywhere and has the money to do so. And he didn't have to be in the position that he's in. Now he chose it. So freezing his assets, it goes against a city ordinance, that says you cannot interfere with shareholders' rights willy-nilly. But they don't care. We're talking about a Chinese Communist Party that, I mean, if you look at all of its egregious abuses, look at the Uyghurs, you know, look at Hong Kong. I mean, they don't even care about basic human rights. They definitely don't care about business. And, you know, especially in Hong Kong, they want to take it into the fold, you know, forget, you know, this British common law system that has created, you know, a place, you know, in Hong Kong that has been a great global financial hub. And they don't care to squelch it.
What about the institutions? HSBC Holdings and Citigroup are both involved with his assets. Have they been threatened, intimidated, warned? Do we know?
Yes, they have. So basically, you know, the Secretary of Security, John Lee, he sent a letter out to Jimmy's bankers, rather, and said, if you do not engage, do not touch any of his accounts. If you do, you will be given a fine and the possibility, which is almost a guarantee, of 7 years imprisonment. So basically what they're doing is not only going after Jimmy and imprisoning him, but then they're handcuffing, you know, the bankers and the free markets and other people who are interested or would be interested in doing business in Hong Kong to say, look at these, you know, quote, rules from the national security law. They're so wide. Like, they're basically whatever Beijing wants. And so no matter what you do, if it crosses us, we can come after you. And so it's going to affect business in a very large way, but Beijing does not care. They have enough money. They have enough. We're in their debt, so.
Alicia, your measure of this, stepping back, the persecution of Jimmy Lai is a tragedy. The crushing of Apple Daily is a tragedy. But it would appear from this distance, because I've never been to Hong Kong, that the decision has been made at the Politburo to sacrifice Hong Kong as a financial hub. Do you think they've gone that far in their thinking?
Absolutely. No doubt.
And if they go that way, is there a replacement on the mainland? Are they thinking Shanghai can take its place? Or are they just giving up on the idea of attracting international investment class?
I mean, I think that, like, China knows that it has so many businesses and, you know, countries are beholden to them, you know, like they hold a lot of, you know, debt, you know, other people's debt, or they're in their debt rather. So I think that they're not worried. I don't think they're worried about finances, their finances. You know, like I think they're probably well to do. So if bringing Hong Kong into the fold, you know, forcing them into the fold, then it's just business as usual for them, except, you know, free markets be damned. But what does it matter to them?
Well, I'm entertaining the fact that they can be indifferent. However, that's a short-term thought. I mean, I'm talking about 20 or 30 years from now. Without a financial hub, China does not have the courts, and that necessarily, in some fashion, abridges business. I'm just suggesting that mm-hmm. would be one downside to the persecution of one man.
Right. I agree. Yeah. I mean, the future is bleak. It's very bleak.
The demonstration, such as it was on June 4th, did you expect mm-hmm. more? Do you think that the people of Hong Kong are cowed and that they stayed home and did not march in numbers despite the fact that the park was closed? Or are they being discreet?
That's a good question. I would wager that it's probably a mix. I mean, they couldn't get into Victoria Park at all. I mean, there were over 7,000 police officers deployed to that area. I'm sure that, you know, people were kind of, as you said at the start, you know, people milling about around. I think it's a mixture of the two, and being safe and choosing your battles.
Jimmy Lai, the publisher of Apple Daily, incarcerated, his assets qualified by the threat of the security law in Hong Kong. To be continued. Alicia Maldonado of the Independent Women's Forum and the New York Daily Post, an editorial writer, writing in the New York Post. I'm John Batchelor.
Christina Lake Cannabis is using proprietary outdoor genetics to grow and harvest cannabis in Western Canada. And with a 99-acre expansion, production should increase from nearly 72,000 pounds to a harvest capacity of over 194,000 pounds of high-quality, refined cannabis to extract exceptional THC and CBD oils. This cannabis highlight has been brought to you by Christina Lake Cannabis, U.S. trading symbol CLCFF, and in Canada CLC. ChristinaLakeCannabis.com.
The proceeding may contain forward-looking statements which may not be real.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No